Talking with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Department of Agriculture's got their feral swine rule. Now the hearing is done. We'll see all the comments. I'm sure they'll take a look at those. I assume that the board will be voting on those fairly soon in the next month or so. Your thoughts, I know that y'all have offered some comments here today.
Right. First thought, I was a bit surprised there weren't more people here at the hearing to actually provide public comments. Obviously, I have no idea at this point in time how many written comments have been received. I'm sure there's quite a few. We submitted our comments written. We didn't want to do that publicly, not for any particular reason other than just convenience, if you will. But that was a bit of a surprise that there weren't more people here. That being said, our comments on the rule, we think it's a very good first step to move forward in trying to control this problem. We agree completely with the Pork Council and what Roy Lee Lindsay said. This is a mammoth problem, and it has to be tackled a little bit at a time. I thought he put that very well. And so we think this is a good first step. The free zone is a really nice concept. It's going to be difficult, let's be clear. But if we can do that and then start inching that, if you will, down through the state, then that's a great thing. And so a lot of challenges to that, but overall good thing. One thing that we did comment about a little bit is landowners need the ability to control hogs using methods that may be new technologies. The department recognize that, and we really appreciated them recognizing that, so we support them in that concept.
I know that you also made a comment regarding the notification in that free zone if a landowner comes upon some hogs.
Yeah, that needs to be clarified a little bit in our opinion, just to make sure that landowners understand what's being talked about. In other words, who to contact, as well as what we understand the purpose there is so that the department can understand in the free zone where there might be herds or sounders, if you will, of the hogs. So, and that's great. That's completely understandable, but needs to be observant of private property rights and make sure that we're doing that. We don't see any intention there, but we don't want it to grow beyond that, if you will. So that's more of just a cautionary, hey, let's work together and make sure we're doing this the right way. So, by the way, I should mention one other thing that we thought the rule probably didn't go far enough, in our opinion, was, and our policy is pretty clear on this, and that is individual identification. Individual identification may be a part of that, but also lot identification or some means of identifying hogs. We have to identify our cattle when we move them. In fact, we have to individually identify them when we move them across state lines. So it just seems reasonable to us, if you're moving hogs for the purpose of hunting later or using them later for whatever reason, obviously the most popular is hunting, they ought to be identified in some way. That could be done by lot or by individual. Someone a lot smarter than me and knows how to handle those hogs can get that done. We know that's possible, so we encourage that to be considered at some future point in time.